Welcome to Low Standards and Pours, Sunday, April 11th, 8:20 in the evening. Broadcasting just outside of Detroit City. The mothership of all cities. Best city in the world, Detroit. We've been kind of working on our sound, which I worked on somewhat today, and I can't figure it out. I can't figure our sound out, Bill.
That's all right, brother. We'll survive. We're just a couple of dorks having some fun.
A couple of dorks just having some fun.
Okay. Nice fade out, by the way.
Thank you.
My favorite part of the intro. Yeah.
You're right.
I love the beginning of our show where Eric's got this fade out down to a science, man.
I just kind of sweep my hand across that stop button, that pause button.
Yeah, and it's just whoop, beautiful fade out. Sorry, I cut you.
No, I took some time earlier on some unpublished time.
And, no, it's out there. I saw it's there.
Oh, can you see it?
Yeah, it's like 4.5 minutes of
test. Me doing my test.
Yeah.
Test. Yeah, whatever. So what I was doing, I was clicking through all the
Yeah, you got to pull that. That's all right. It's no big deal.
Look.
All I got was sort of music part, and then you said, let's start. I'm like, oh, okay. I unplugged this weekend completely.
You did?
I did.
That's good.
I totally unplugged. It was great. I'll tell you about it when you're done with your story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so no, because I botch up the music so bad. Yours sounds good. Yeah. Mine sounds like it's in a transistor radio can underwater getting run over by a train. I don't know. I can't figure out how to make mine sound good, and I have to – the only way I can do it is, like, to download it on the computer and then push it into Podbean and then play it. But I'd have to do that every time we – just I don't know. So I was working on that, and with all those different settings that I went through, it didn't change a thing. It's like the microphone wasn't even working. So I don't know. We'll have to.
Well, you sound great right now.
Yeah. So what I did is I got rid of the microphone. I went back to the earbud, the Apple earbud plugged in the side of the computer.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'll just keep working on it. Whatever.
Well, you sound fine to me.
Yeah, some more bananas and see if we can invest in some high tech. Whatever. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever you got, let me know how you do it, because yours sounds good whatever.
Right. Radio. Give this a listen. This will tell you exactly how I feel.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm nuts. I'm glad I'm here.
What's that? Yeah, what's that from?
I don't know. That's Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
It's Aykroyd.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I'm nuts. I'm glad I'm here.
He's one of my favorites.
That might have been a little loud, I think, but
no, that's all right. No, yours comes in good. Mine comes in all like distorted and whatever. It's got to be the speaker that I use. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're running it through the computer. I'm running it through the speaker computers, or the computer speakers, and I just lean my little face in front of it.
Oh.
But I've got the external speakers, and they only play. And again, because I'm not using the computer for anything except extra audio stuff. So because I got the phone for the beaner of beans.
Yeah.
So I don't have any crossover. I'm not sharing any wavelength with anybody. When I press play, it plays only that.
Right. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Or I'll figure it out. Or maybe you will. I don't know. I'm putting it away for a little bit. It's kind of bugged me. Because I want to be cool, you know? I want people to get on our podcast and go, you know what? They fucking play some cool music, you know? They do a good job playing cool music. What kind of software they got to play that cool music?
Well, they'll never ask that question.
No.
They'll just go, wow, that music's really cool.
Yeah, as they like swerve in their car because it comes out at like 10, you know, or whatever. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I have no clue what you're saying, but that's okay.
You know the point that I'm trying to make.
I've been near the point you were trying to make.
Yeah. So I haven't picked my band out, but I have one in mind, so... Maybe as you yip yap, I'll kind of get prepared. But you said you cashed out over the weekend, eh?
Yeah, I did.
Watched movies and Just do whatever?
No, I did.
Let me say this before you. All
right.
Before you kind of go off.
Say that.
There's, I don't know where I get it from or why, where it came from. Honestly, I think I do, because every weekend that it would be nice, like outside, my dad would be like Thursday, he'd be like, or even Friday, he'd be like, "Don't make any plans for the weekend. Your ass is mine." You know, that's like, oh, we're gonna work around the house. That's what that meant. But when it was pouring rain, So I think when it pours rain outside, I think like subliminally, it's a father-son thing.
Do you just, what, you just want to do stuff?
Oh, no, maybe I wasn't clear. Yeah, so when it rains, I love it when it rains. I love it like when it pours rain and it's like high winds and lightning and maybe a tornado going down the street. Love it. You know, sit out in the garage. I used to sit out in my mom and dad's garage, just watch it pour rain. But
all right. Hey, do you see what happened over here?
At your house?
No, our good friend Nadia Lyman showed up.
Who did?
Nadia Lyman.
Oh.
Yeah. We actually
Nadia.
Have
Nadia.
Yeah. Well, you know,
she's a new follower.
You know about Nadia, right?
I think I'm going to hear about her.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Dude, she's quite lovely.
She looks good in leather.
Good friend of the show. Excellent genetics. Super smart. Has great taste in podcasts. Nadia Lyman, thanks for stopping by.
Hi.
Stick around, sister. It's going to get silly.
I know.
I'm
I
only saying sister because I'm guessing with the Nadia and the picture. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to gender shame anybody. I don't care.
Right. You can go to jail for that.
Yeah.
We spend some quality time in the Hooskow.
Well, no, it's just I want to be kind and nice and respect
well, you
everybody
are,
as
most
much
of the time.
As possible.
You're pretty empathetic.
Yeah, I'm still an asshole, but I'm
you are an you can be an a-hole. that's for sure.
Don't hold back, Eric.
I'm not. So Nadia, where are you calling from? What part of the country? You obviously know we're probably from the Michigan area.
Podbean, yeah, because it's Podbean, you got to say.
No color, gender, no violence. That's cool. Yeah,
I'm with you, sister.
Bill's a black belt in karate. Oh, Texas.
Right. I'm sorry. You said what now?
You're a white belt in karate?
I
can speak the word?
I'm a lounge act in karate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely a sweatpants in karate.
Sweatpants. Sweat hogs. Wasn't that from...
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah, somebody was talking about that the other day.
Why did that roll right off my tongue like I didn't even have to think about it?
I don't know.
Because I'm a complete dorkmeister.
Yeah, the gap that I have in my brain that's usually not connected because I can't remember anything. Connected.
Right. No. So this weekend was I took the doors because I'm repainting the cabinets in all of my kitchen.
Yeah.
So I've got like six doors off
in
the basement.
Did you degrease them and like actually dry them, you know?
No, I took them out because they're whitewashed. So I took them outside on the front porch and I've got the little box sander and a little looks like an iron sander. And just sanded all that stuff out of there.
Yeah, I don't mean to tell you what to do. We should run to the depot or whatever, Lowe's. Get yourself a little palm sander.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I have.
Oh, is it electric? Or are you talking about a hand, like a manual?
No, I got two of those. I got the one that looks like an ironing board, which gets in the
I got
the corners.
Yeah.
And then I got just a regular square one for the big flat.
Maybe you might do better with a manual.
No,
I won't. That tight grip.
Nope, I'm awesome with the box sanders. But so that's what I was doing. I was out on the porch, grabbed brew and just sanded
away.
Doors. Yeah.
That's
so I got
cool.
Like 8-10 doors that need to get painted.
Gotcha.
Or in various parts of painting. And I put the phone off to the side and didn't do nothing with it. Didn't check online or nothing. I didn't do anything the whole weekend.
No.
Which was nice.
Are you just going to go with like a straight like semi-gloss or something, put it right back on, put semi-gloss back on or something? Or?
I'm going white. We're painting them white.
Oh, okay.
Brighten up the kitchen.
I got you.
You know, it's a project that's going to take the rest of the month.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But it was nice not having the phone on my hip, not worrying about any, you know, anything going on in the world. It was just kind of a nice unplug.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend Deb about that today. We were talking about, and I don't know if I can. I'm gonna try to say this politically correct, but
say it, and we just know that you're trying. You're not trying to be a dick about it. Just say
it. So, Hobo's here.
Well, you know about Hobo Chillin'. He's simply adorable. Good friend of the show. Says things that sound dirty but aren't. Has great taste in podcasts. Hobo
Chillin'. Mom and Dad's bakeries in receivership. It's too bad. Damn Trump.
You're using them all up at once.
I am.
Yeah, you got.
I'm just trying to be diverse.
Yeah, just.
Oh, Nadia knows Hobo.
Well, because everybody knows everybody around here.
Oh. All right.
You know. And whatever. So finish your.
So I'm tired of being politically correct. I'm backing away from all social media. I'm closing down Facebook to a point where you can't post anything. It's only going to be used for my marketing, and it's only going to be a trickle kind of type marketing thing.
Dick Trickle.
Yeah, Dick Trickle.
Right.
And I have Twitter, but I never check it, so I'm going to get rid of my Twitter account. And it's just information overload. But this is kind of what I'm getting at. It's like, you know, we both grew up in the 70s and 80s and 90s, whatever. And, you know, I woke up every day, and I was thinking about this the other night. And I remember you wake up, and it was like it reminded me of you a little bit because you said your buddy's fixing your bike. And I remember waking up and thinking, God, I can't wait to get on my bike. Can't wait to go down to the park and go ride my mountain bike and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go ride my road bike and just go for a couple-hour ride and come back. And but it was – the things that you did were things similar to that.
To be outside or – you know.
And so let me go here for a second quick. I'm going to be really specific.
Just run it, baby.
So I there's an app called Nextdoor where so if you want to get your you know wood floors refinished or something, you can go on there and ask and people will tell you, I had good or bad luck with these companies, whatever. Right. So it made this thing made the news, what I'm going to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole being politically correct thing. I may have even told you, but unfortunately, this kid died. I probably shouldn't even say it on this thing, but
don't go into detail. What are you telling us about the story?
Yeah, so this kid died doing something late at night, which was completely foolish. If I told you what it is, you'd be like, he just kind of, in my eyes, it's like, well, really? Like, how dumb is that?
He might have been asking for it.
Exactly. Like, why would you do that at the middle of the night?
For the things that they do on both sides of this particular story. You've told me the story before.
Yeah.
So get to the point.
Yeah, I go through, I see this post on Nextdoor, and it's the family, and they're asking for people that saw what happened, and everybody's writing in, sorry. And I was the only one, and I'm not, you know, it's the way I am. I'm like, you know, for all the young parents out there, got young kids, you know, this road's really dark and it could be dangerous late at night. You know, just, you know, be careful, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And some kid that, you know, sees me or recognizes my name that I went to school with starts calling me all these names and calling me out. And, you know, it's just like, I'm getting tired of, like, if you're going to say something, you can't really say what's on your mind. You have to say what's should be said. And, you know, then you turn the TV on, and then you got to hear about, you know, it could be anything. I'm not even going to get into it because I don't want to upset anybody. But you all these worries are put on you, and it's your choice whether or not you want to worry about them. But I think indirectly, subliminally, whatever the word is, you kind of do. Oh, so-and-so got shot. So-and-so got murdered. So-and-so is getting indicted. So-and-so, who cares? I don't know these people. They have no effect on my life. And but I think indirectly, you listen to it, you listen to all this negative news, I think it has an effect on people. It has a big effect on people. So I turn my cable off. I did watch golf today, but I turn my cable off, and I'm turning my social media off. I'm getting fucking back to the way it was in the 70s and 80s. That's my point.
Well, that you do you, man. You know, no sleep till joined us. And I'm guessing,
sleep till Detroit.
You know, or Brooklyn, whichever. But you know about No Sleep Till. Simply adorable. No. Good friend of the show. Full of fun and silly all the time. Great taste in podcast. Thank you very much, No Sleep Till. Of course, I'm just making all this crap up. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If someone gets upset by your words, then that's their burden. And and honestly, you know, I was actually on this afternoon while I was waiting for, because I was grilling outside.
Yeah.
And the computer.
I wish we lived closer. I would have come over.
Yeah, you would have. You would have loved it. Barbecue chicken. I did a great job. So good. I'm out in the backyard barbecuing. I got the computer getting set up because, you know, we're going to do this show thing that we claim yeah. as a show. And I'm doing this and, you know, floating through that. And I open up my YouTube and I got an account as El Carpe on YouTube. And comments, and I always make silly comments on everything, right? I'm the silly comment guy.
Yeah, go ahead. I got to pour a new cocktail. Clear beer.
So, right. So I'm doing that, and I'm floating through the comments of the goofy stuff that I've said on something. And this one guy is, like, arguing with me about God stuff. And you know me. I don't withhold, and I just basically said, you know, we were back and forth a little bit, and because, you know, he's saying, like, evolution isn't a thing, and I'm like, well, you're just an idiot. And in my head, I say, you're just an idiot, but, you know, I type something that, you know, well, clearly you don't understand the concepts of, and I was very polite about it and this and that. When he comes back with this thing, well, you know, I'll pray for you, and hopefully, you know, this, that, and the other. And I says, look, you know, I won't disparage you for saying that you want to pray for me, and I appreciate that. And thank you. But I also understand that, you know, most of the people who are involved with the religion thing are trying to fleece you for money because they, right. you know, what? And I just went on this little diatribe and it was just like, you know what, why am I even typing this? So I erased half of it and just said, I appreciate you saying the prayer because that just means you care. And that's really all it comes down to, you know.
And where did this happen at?
It's on the YouTube comment section. I was back and forth with comments on somebody or something.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, you know, I mean, it was, and it really, it's no big deal because, you know, number one, you know, most of these people are commenting in so much as just to feel like they're somebody. And I've done that in the past too.
Hide behind that. Yeah.
You know, to feel that I'm alive again. Yeah. But, you know, that's just not the right way to handle it.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna engage with me, I'm gonna throw facts in your face.
Right.
That's
right.
Just all there is to it.
Yeah. No sleep till he said, I no longer give you to my time. They're far too aligned with the radical left. You know, I do watch YouTube or listen to YouTube for like music and some like documentary type stuff or whatever. But I was when I first started watching YouTube, I was pretty opinionated, and it's all it does is just get people fired up. It's
right.
like it's, you know, just an excuse to start shooting their guns and calling you names and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Well, you know, and again, I don't care if you're left or right or one or the other, or somewhere in between. I kind of think of myself as mostly in between with a high tolerance for other people. But if you're going to start going into completely non-factual things.
Yeah.
And start BSing about this, that, and the other, and somebody won an election when they really didn't because, you know, or whatever, wherever you're going to go with it, that's what I don't have time for or the patience.
Right,
for.
Right.
You know, but most of the time, you know, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to disparage you if your thing involves a god of any name that I don't particularly buy into. Whatever.
Right.
That's,
no,
you know,
I told you.
That's your. That's your thing.
Fuck, mothership's coming to get you anyways.
I don't.
So care. I've got you. I've got you locked in. So don't worry about it.
Right.
It's on my ways. Your address.
Right. I know. So since we actually have more than one person listening to us who's not related
yeah.
to us.
Yeah.
I think it's time that we do a disclaimer.
Oh, you're going.
Yeah. So this is from the law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Who essentially have told us in no uncertain terms you have to do something like this at every show just so people don't go crazy. But please listen to this show at your own risk of your sanity. These guys are moderately insane. All shows are poorly researched and presented by imbeciles. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered as factual, rational, or in any way reasonable, even though they claim they are. They being these weasels who host the show.
Yeah.
The end. Amen. Also, part of that, though, we're going to claim fair use for the show. Because we're going to play clips and comment on the music that we don't want any money for ourselves. We just want you to go out and support artists. Find that local music place once we're allowed to go outside again. And support your local artists. You know, find the local dive bar that plays, you know, Saturday nights has rock and roll night, if that's your thing, or country night, or whatever night it is, whatever. Go and buy 7 or 8 beers and you know, because the band that plays usually gets a cut of the beverage for the night. And, you know, go out and enjoy yourself. One of these days we're going to be allowed to, too. It's going to be great.
Yeah, fill the pockets of some mom-and-pop shops.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of the corporate.
Right.
Corporate doesn't need your money. Mom-and-pop shops do. No?
I'll buy that for a dollar. So you sent me a post. This was part of my unplugging. Friday night I read myself to sleep. No television, no nothing. I sat in bed and read until woke up at 3 a.m. with the light on and the book in my face. It was great.
Yeah.
I'm on that book series I told you about a couple weeks ago, into the 3rd book of 7 or something like that. It's great. But
my mom's blazing through. I bought her a book. Compilation of it was 4 books. Every book's 500 pages, roughly.
Oh, nice.
And and it's they're really well known authors, but it's all about like government espionage and spies and all that kind of stuff. My mom loves that. She loves 2,500 pages in probably a month and a half. Well, she's like, I think I'm done for a while. And she had just finished. Like, she had taken her time, but she finished. One of the guys' name is Vince something. I have to look him up, but they're all governmental, spy, whatever, espionage, terrorist kind of things. But she read every book from this one author. She's like, well, what do I do now? And I said, well, let me go on to Amazon, and I said, I'll put that name in there, and then whoever read that book, it'll give recommendations and say, oh, you know, whoever read that book read this book. So I bought her 4 of this other one, and she's like, oh, my God, this guy's just as good as the other one. She blew through, 2,500 pages, and like I said.
Well, right, but if she says, oh, my God, I think I'm done, that's probably because, you know, her reading gets in the way of her whining. When I say whining, I don't mean just, you know, crying about stuff. I mean, you know, having a sip here in 7 or there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your mom's a chick after my own heart.
I know. She is unique, that's for sure. She's fun.
But what you had told me, so, you know, I fell asleep Friday night reading, and then Saturday I make breakfast for everybody, and we're...
Are you talking about the podcast?
And I go ahead and... No, I didn't get into the podcast, but I go ahead and I'm washing dishes around, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's Andalisi on NPR.
Oh, yeah, Friday night. Yeah, yeah.
No, this is Saturday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
She has an afternoon show.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because some of those things that I've sent you has been on Saturdays.
Yeah, and she did this, I can't think of the guy's name, but it was not Bill Hicks, Bill Henry. One of the rhythm and blues guys from the early 70s who wrote all sorts of great stuff, and he passed away last year, and last year, and she did a show then in tribute of him, and so she ran that again, and with interviews with this guy, and I'm like, this is exactly what I'd love our show to be, except that show would require research, because she actually does research. It would require connections, which we don't have. It would require having, you know,
maybe we'll just talk about her show.
and I'm listening to her show, and she's talking about, you know, she did a thing for Don Was, because they're starting this coming Friday on NPR doing.
Yeah, is this Friday coming up?
It's this Friday coming up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm so in now. But she, you know, and she's interviewed the guy a bunch of times, and, you know, obviously now they're working together, and I'm just like,
yeah, it's an ongoing thing, I think.
This is a connection that, you know, we just don't have.
And
I'm listening to her go, you know, being all professional and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's the show that I would love to have. And they'd have a cough button and a burp button so that, you know, hear the stuff I just did. But, and I'm going through this and I'm like, oh, this is exactly, It's and when I was done listening at like 1 o'clock, I was like, I don't want to do our show ever again.
Yeah, I know.
I just listened to her being all professional and smarty pants, and then I realized about 4 seconds after I said that to myself, I'm like, oh, well, wait a minute, our show's nothing like hers.
Right, it's right.
Two guys who love music, who are just fans of music, who want to talk about music, and I then had a conversation with my son about how. Maybe just one of the kids who's here.
Related to you, or
yeah, they're my kids. They're my kids in the house. But I was having a discussion with him about, and I wrote it down somewhere how important it was, but I of course can't find that piece of paper because that's my life here at home. But it was something about the fact that, you know, I'm eternally a fan of music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's almost like there's so many people out there who know all the ins and outs. I listen to the album and I read the liner notes and I enjoy the music. And then I go back to just enjoying the music, and whatever was on the liner notes might have been some interesting stuff. But apart from that, I don't get into it that deep because I just want, and I put it to you this way, I just want the monkeys to dance for me and entertain me for the time that I need them to do it.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it. Don't mind you. I'll pay for it, and we need the monkeys to dance for us.
Yeah,
we need the monkeys to sing for us. It's all got to happen, and you know I dig it. But Elena's joined us. You know all about Elena.
I've heard about her.
Yeah, simply adorable. Great friend of the show. Happily married.
It's Alana, not Elena. It's Alana.
No.
Can I not see? Is it Elena? All right.
Go ahead. Tell me it's Elena. I'm guessing.
Totally adorable.
Totally adorable.
We're arguing about her name.
Simply adorable. Good friend of the show. Yeah. Happily married. Loves runny cheese and great taste in podcasts. Also, great taste in brothers.
Runny cheese?
Yes. Though she has no choice in the brother that she loves and dearly or what have you.
I don't know exactly runny cheese is. Oh, Brie. Could be Brie. Brie's kind of runny. Could be runny. What about processed cheese?
You're taking it so seriously. It's just a fucking comment. Let it go.
I just want to know what kind of cheese. That's crazy.
It's the runny.
Is that so bad?
Yeah. No, it's.
I don't know if I've ever had
the kind that
before.
At the cheese shop. Oh, the cat's eating it.
Yeah. Let it go. Like Cheese Whiz out of a can.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The cat's eating it.
That's nice.
Goofball. I can't even read. I got to get my.
Eyeballs fixed?
No, I need duct tape them together or something like that. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, don't spend any money on your eyes.
Yeah, so that was, what was I saying? Oh, just the fact that, I love music, I'm a big fan, and I'm always going to talk about music in a fun, great way, but, I don't have to know everything about them. I don't have to know what they had for breakfast. I'm not interested in their tweets twiddly-dees.
Did you just say the T-A-W-T-S word?
I said tweets, twiddly-dees, twats, whatever those things are. Whatever those things are that they twiddle. And I'm not interested in the tweetery. It doesn't matter.
Females on our show.
I'm talking about the device. The thing that the people talk to each other about, you little weasel man. Gee, willikers.
You little weasel man.
You little weasel man. So I have to share this with you, though, because...
go ahead.
Well, we got into something, and I just know that sometimes you get started... And this is what happens,
But understand that Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop.
Yeah. That's Eric. My little Terminator Eric.
Yeah, Terminator?
Absolutely will not stop.
No.
Yeah. So, you're a hunter, right?
Dude, I'm a hunter,
right?
No.
Right? No, I'm sorry. I was going. I spent 20 minutes going through the 45 minutes of movie quotes that I got on this thing, and I'm trying to get them sorted out and notated where I can find them for our show, so we can do some stuff, and maybe I'll figure out a way to get it to you so that you can just push a button and then they just go off, as opposed to me scrolling around trying to find shit.
Yeah, hold on.
Did I read the I'm going to do it again while you're telling me to hold on.
That was the Tijuana Toads intro.
Yeah, it didn't come through.
It didn't?
I didn't hear
nothing. Oh, because the shit's plugged in my... No, it should have come through. Ah, who cares?
I didn't whatever. Hear nothing.
I don't care. Don't matter.
So, yeah. The law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf have reminded me that at least three times throughout the show, I need to warn people to listen at their own risk. We are moderately insane. All shows are poorly researched and presented by imbeciles. That'd be us. Oh, yeah, mildly offensive. Any semblance of intelligent thought is purely coincidental and should not be considered factual, rational, or in any way reasonable. I'm going to get pretty good at that. It's going to be one of those little rattle things at the end of a commercial.
Oh, I know. You know keep changing it, and then you get a little lengthy, a little wordy on it, and it kind of loses its...
Well, that's why I'm trying to read it fast, you know, so that I can, you know, whatever.
No, I think it's got to be the same every single time.
It would have to be.
I need to talk about something personal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
well,
one thing.
And then we'll get into some music.
I had to buy some new underwear.
Oh.
My Stafford's wore out.
You shit yourself again?
No, but I had religious underwear.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, got to be careful. Things
and
get caught.
He's not talking about the ones from Idaho.
You're right. So I had to order some new underwear today.
Mm-hmm.
And I had another problem. And I don't
this
know.
Is gonna get personal.
A little bit. Yeah, exactly.
If ever we could solve any problems.
I'm going to say Alana. Am I right? Is it Alana or Elena? Alana first, Elena second. Or Alana one, Elena two. Second, Elena. Okay, so you're right for another time there, Bill. Okay, Elena.
Right, because so, I'm actually related to this person. So.
Are you?
Yeah, it's my sister in Georgia.
Oh, well, then maybe I shouldn't say it. Oh, that's why you're acting all the way you are. And I'm not going to, I can't tell you my story then.
No, tell me.
Oh, no, I can. I can. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so
I'm the older brother. I'm allowed to say whatever the hell I want.
I ordered my underwear.
Because
I was like, how do you know how she pronounces her name? She's only on Podbean. Like, how do you know the Podbean girl? How she's
tell the story. She's old.
Yeah,
as old as
so. Bill and I have something in common, and I'm going to come out right out and say it. I sleep with no underwear on, and I know Bill doesn't either, because he's told me. So
oh, I did.
Yeah,
did I?
Yeah. Something.
I must have been drinking that night. Okay, go on.
So the other night, I'm sleeping with my T-shirt on, no underwear on, and I sleep kind of in and out of the covers. You know,
Keep going.
I have a couple pillows and a
don't
sheet
bog me down with the details. Give me the whole story.
Yeah. I'm trying to create a visual for you.
Please don't.
But something bit my ass in the middle of the night.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Yeah. I think it was your cigarette.
Right.
But I'm not kidding you. I'm not even saying this to make this up.
You got a dog?
Something bit me, and it itched for like 3 days. Now, a mosquito can bite you, right?
Right.
And it goes away after a little while. But
right.
I woke up, and I'm like, God, what? It's so bad. Scratch, 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 scratch. And then, you know, you itch it a little bit and whatever, and then it didn't go away for 3 days. I'm like, what could bite you in the middle of the night on your ass cheek and itch for like 3 days? I don't know if it was a spider bite or what. I don't know. Who the hell is Bill?
Yeah.
Bill's our co-host.
I'm El Carpe. I am the Carpe of El.
Yeah. Or where the hell is
Bill? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, so I don't know. How does that happen? Could have been like a wolf ant or a
spider.
Like a pterodactyl spider.
Yeah, yeah. Or
I don't know.
Or
but think about, you know, if
the neighbor's
you got,
cat.
Like, yeah, well, think about like if you got like bit in the leg or in the backside or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it itched for 3 days. What would you think it is? I don't know.
A bite of some kind from an animal who's not supposed.
It's
to
not an animal. I was in my bed.
Right.
It's not like a raccoon animal. Came in and bit me in the ass and ran out the front door.
Sorry, I shouldn't have put the raccoon costume on that night. I'm sorry.
Right. It's like, I didn't think raccoons got that big.
Right. But, well, you know, and they usually don't talk as much as I do.
Bugs. I don't got any bed bugs. I'm ultra clean. I bring out my...
Well, yeah, except the filter on your humidifier.
Oh, yeah, that's another story.
Don't even start with that story.
Yeah, we won't even go down that way. That's what almost killed me.
Yeah, twice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got music for tonight?
Kind of. You go first.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go first. So this is a band from, I don't know, I loved them since 83.
Yeah.
Maybe 82.
Yeah.
They got a couple, three, four albums out. They rocked the house. I would have done some research, but I don't care enough because the music speaks for itself.
Yeah.
This is a band that Willie and I loved like crazy when we were in college. In this particular album. Huh?
Did you travel for this album or for this band, the Zeman Concert?
No.
Okay.
I did not. Not that I'm aware of. Okay. It might have happened.
So I can cross out the Cramps?
Yeah, you can. This is not the Cramps.
Okay. All
right. And quite frankly, yeah, that's a whole different story. This is like right up there with the Cramps when Will and I, but I'm gonna press play. And there's the one album I think is I didn't even Google it or any of that stuff, but I think it's from '83. I own the album in like three different forms. I got the cassette tape and what do you call those things? No, it's not the Stooges.
Mm.
Good guess though.
Yeah,
that's a good guess. But well, I'm gonna play. I got four, five songs chosen from. No,
you don't have to play all five. Just,
no.
Throw me an obscure one. Throw me an obscure one.
I got five songs chosen, and I'm going to play the obscure one.
Not.
And you should be able to pick it out
for me. Of course.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite.
And who do you call this?
The Cult.
The Cult. The album is Love. This is Nirvana, and quite frankly, first song out of 10 on the album. All 10 songs rock. It's like four or five slower songs, but they still rock, and the guy's voice is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I will tell them.
Just good working guitar. And they're a bunch of old farts. If they came to town, I would go see them in a heartbeat.
Well, I would too. You know the drummer, so Matt Sorensen. You know he went and played for.
No, I don't. Did he play for NXS?
No, Buns and Noses.
Oh, Drugs Up Noses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went and played for them. But last time I saw the Cult, which wasn't the last time they came to concert, it was the second last time they came to Detroit.
Yeah.
My
I'm
ears
gonna fade this out
for
real quick.
Days.
All right. What happened now?
My ears rang for 2 days. Yeah, I was on the main floor. And Ian Ashbery.
Ian's great.
Blasted out
thank you.
All of his songs. And I went home with a headache and ringing in my head for like 2 days. Like literally 2 days.
Absolutely.
I go deaf, it's because of concerts. It might be solely because of the Cult. That's how loud they were. So it was a small venue. It was down at, you know, it wasn't Fox, but it was Fillmore.
Right. That's just a great little place to go see a show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So while you're pausing for a moment, we got to acknowledge our two fans and friends and fan. We got new folks, man.
Do we?
Yeah. Cameron James showed up.
Oh,
you know about Cameron James.
Oh, yeah. I heard about him.
Simply adorable. Good friend of the show. Smarter than all politicians. Has lovely hair and great taste in podcasts. That's Cameron James. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
Radio Projects also joined us, who's also quite lovely, good friend of the show, excellent genetics, super smart, and has great taste in podcasts.
Yeah, somebody by the name of Radio Projects. I'm guessing he's like some type of engineer for like sound or something.
I'm thinking,
you know,
just a fun ass person.
Yeah, yeah, like somebody to sit down and jam out with. Like Bill and I, like, well, you play the instrument a little bit.
Barely. I barely play anything worthwhile.
Those strums. He's a strummer.
No, no. If I pick up a stringed instrument, I break strings. Bad things happen. But the next one here from the same album called Love is Big Neon Glitter. And just get a load of there's just powerful drums. You can hear that pretty good?
Yeah, yeah.
Just got that rockin' powerful drums. And just a driving guitar.
Yeah.
And wait till he starts. When he starts singing, it's just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. this is a song I want to hear the whole thing of, and I'm not going to play the whole thing because I think you should go buy it. Because this is also the album that has two of their most famous songs on it. As I fade this out, because I'm going to fade that out.
Is it She Sells Sanctuary?
This is the other one, which is their famous one, which I used to think was Here Comes Lorraine, like they were talking about some chick, until I actually read the liner notes and got into it. But I mean, that bass just goes, man. Just moves. Say what now?
I'm sure
you catch it? Are you catching what I'm pitching?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, barely, and not like you ever said anything important. A week after they changed the name from Death Cult. Yes, thank you, Radio Projects. I remember they were Southern Death Cult. That was many years ago. So I'm thinking Love is the album that came out in, what, 83? Radio Project, you can back me up. I did no research whatsoever other than barely almost flipped through my records. And I actually didn't do that either. But this is one that I do own, and I freaking love this album. And then, of course, I also got... let me tell you, as I fade this out... you like that fade out? So, She Sells Sanctuary. I bought a 12-inch remix, right? You with me, Eric? You gonna rattle stuff around for a while?
Yep, so I bought
a 12-inch remix CD that had, like, three different versions of She Sells Sanctuary and, like, a couple other songs. It was, like, five or six songs on this 12-inch CD, though. So it's remixed. Have I said that?
Yeah.
All right. I'm done with that. There's a She Sells Sanctuary. It's called a Howling Mix. And okay. I bought this when I was back in college, and I had my black cat, Barnabas. Great cat. Best cat on the planet. I'll tell you stories about Barnabas. He's my little vampire cat, right? But he was awesome.
Yeah.
And I would play the Howling Mix, and the cool part about the Howling Mix is in this lead-up that you hear in the background now, there's this wolf howling that they... Right? It just,
yeah.
And it just fit in perfectly. I did it no justice whatsoever because I'm not that tired. But anyway, every time I'd play that thing, the cat would just like perk up, his ears would perk up, and he'd turn and look at me like, where's the goddamn wolf? I got it. It was the funniest damn thing ever. And of course, it took way too long for barely a chuckle. And I appreciate y'all listening to that stupid story. But that cat was the best cat on the planet.
There are some cats that are badass. And there's some cats that are pussies.
I get it.
No, cats don't like me. But
I'm going to hear your story.
There's some badass cats out there. I like the badass cats. I like the dogs that, you know, are kind of just a mixed breed that maybe, you know, got a patch on its eye or missing a leg that, you know, it's like 14 years old. It just snarls all the time.
Right. Yeah, that's the kind of dog that you just don't want to have around the house, though, with small children, because, you know.
No, they're too old to bite anybody. Who wants a Pomeranian?
Well, that's where you figure out if the kid's going to live or not, right?
Yeah, exactly. One of the neighbor's kids.
I apologize to anyone whose child was traumatized by a stupid ass
dog. I'm just kidding with all that kind of. No, I bet I like. I'm going to go rescue a dog, I think. I need something new in my life. I'd have you over more.
Get a cat. If you're going to go outside and leave the house for a while, you need a cat. Although you're working from home, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
you might as well get yourself one of those barky things. No. Yeah, it'll keep me from stopping by.
Yeah, all the barky things?
And then we could listen to your damn thing bark in the background instead of mine.
Yeah, no, I'll just come on the balcony.
Are we going to get a train tonight?
No, the window's closed.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was always the best part about doing the show upstairs at Eric's.
Yeah, the train that blows the horn.
Blows the horn.
When you live in, I'll give it away. When you live in Plymouth, Michigan, we have trains that crisscross throughout our city. And some train engineers are very nice about blowing the horn, and some aren't. Some, you know, they know it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Blowing like crazy.
Yeah, some know it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's sleeping, and they're going to blow it for a half mile.
Right.
It's not very nice enough.
And they should, because, you know, all the drunks are trying to get home. And they
right.
Make
no,
sure
I'm talking like on a Tuesday night. Yeah, 3 o'clock. They just blow it.
Oh, right.
It's a half mile long. Because we have, like, four intersections.
2 o'clock on a 3 in the morning, that's when they're right. trying to keep me safe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I want to see if... I don't know if you can
hear it. I'm going to fade this out, too. This was Phoenix that was playing in the background when we were talking. Oh, also yeah. part of this album. And it, seriously, it was only 10 songs. Each song is at least 5 minutes long, and they're all freaking awesome. Just regardless. The Cult, Love, buy the album. There's an expanded edition that you can pick up now, and there's all sorts of stuff with extended mixes of remastered this, that, and the other, and barbecue sauce and what have you. It's just a delicious album. One of my top favorite bands.
I did not know that. I've seen them like five times.
Big fan. Yeah. Well, I have. They've got like 3 or 4 other albums that I have.
Yeah. Well, Electric Love.
But none is Love. Electric. And then there's something else after that.
One that came out later on. It was pretty good.
Right.
I don't know.
Hey,
did
you see the thing No Sleep Till put up there? There used to be a station by the ice rink in Plymouth. So No Sleep Till knows something about you.
Oh, let me see. Where is he at? I saw the Cult Radio. Changed their name from, many years ago.
Right. You're about 45.
Oh, it used to be a station by the ice rink in Plymouth. Are you from the area? No Sleep Till? From Plymouth?
I'm guessing he's from Brooklyn. But maybe he used to live in Plymouth. No Sleep Till.
The Cultural Center. The Cultural Center is a quarter of a mile from where I live.
All right.
Spent some time in Detroit. Okay. Well, he's not from here, but he spent some time here. Yeah. So if you know where the Cultural Center is at, the ice rink, I live, you can, a driver.
I could hit a golf ball. Yeah.
Exactly.
I could hit a golf ball to your house if I slice it right.
Yeah. Which you always do. Yeah.
Perfectly. No, actually, I got the draw thing. What's the one that rolls from, goes out to
the right and rolls to the
left and then.
Yeah,
and then it rolls down the hill for like 45 miles.
Because it hit the sprinkler head, or it's going down the cart path?
Cart path, whatever, yeah.
All right, so band 1979.
Radio Projects is right. Cult is a great live band. And I would have seen them 4 or 5 times back in the day. I think I've only seen them once, to be honest with you. And I think it was during the same week that I saw Sam Kinison.
Oh, okay. Ice Sculpture Festival. Yeah. So where they put the Ice Sculpture Festival on, I'm on the committee for the barbecue chicken. If you've ever been down here for the barbecue chicken, and it's the weekend after Labor Day. We cook like
this 10,000. Eric's way of saying he's important. Because actually he is.
It is. It's, I'm part of the Rotary. I give back. I give back.
You gotta do something, man. Hey, you gotta do something. Hey, you're talking to me. Whatever. What kind of music did you bring for tonight, Cheese Whiz?
Hey, I'll tell you this. If you ever meet
tell me this.
Remember the Bronx Tale? You ever see the movie?
I remember
the Bronx
Tale. I remember nothing about that movie, but I remember of it.
Did Kinison tour Slaughter?
I don't know. He might have. Kinison toured with a lot of rock bands.
Yeah,
Kinison was just crazy.
What's his name? Beethoven.
Campervan.
The lead singer of Slaughter.
Stephen B. Nuts. I have no idea.
He had a killer voice. Slaughter. That was the other guy. That was the guy with. I don't know. Whatever. So here's my pick for tonight. Minnesota band, 1979. Oh, yeah. You probably never guessed.
1979?
Yeah, 1979. Beginning of the punk revolution, of course.
Okay.
I've talked about them before. I've talked about the lead singer before, recently. They are kind of like, I'm going to say multi, but when I say multi, I mean like two. So multifaceted. Like, in other words, they can play like a top 40 hit, and they can get real dark and deep into good garage-sounding punk band.
I'm sorry, but you said multifaceted, and I immediately go to a diamond in the rough kind of thing. Like, okay, yeah. And then you said two, and I'm thinking, oh, great. What, they're cardboard?
Yeah, no, I'm like multi. I mean, when I think of multi, it's like more than two.
Right, right, right.
What I'm saying is, when you hear their music, and I'll show you what I mean. In fact, let me change something.
Hey, Chris has joined us. You know about Chris, right?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Chris is a good old buddy of the show. He's just simply adorable. Great friend of the show. Has the correct amount of teeth in his head and has great taste in podcasts. That's why.
Can you say it any better? Correct amount of teeth in his head? Like he's not missing any teeth or?
No, he has the correct amount of teeth in his head.
How about parents own a dry cleaner that's in receivership?
I could say that about the next person.
Right.
But Chris does not have a dry cleaners owned by his parents that's in receivership.
It's funny when you get like pneumonia and you don't drink for like 3 weeks or 3 months.
Right.
You have a couple cocktails, you get a little slap happy. You know what? I'm gonna go back. Right. Well, you know, this is.
Right.
White.
And if he was a rabbit, what would you do? Yeah, you're so smart. If I was a rabbit, what would you do?
Well, I'd.
Not again.
That's where. Elmer shoots him again, and I decided to
hear this.
I'll see if I can hear it. You're welcome, Chris. Stick around. This could get silly.
Oh, my God.
I can hear it. It sounds like sticks on a washboard.
Can you hear that?
Yep. It's definitely funky. Give it a little more volume. I'd like to have, you know, be able to pick it out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for our audio disclosure disruptions and dysfunctions because Eric's a complete moron and we love him dearly. But
you're not even listening.
I can't hear nothing.
You hear that?
Barely. Give me some.
Hey.
Nothing. Nothing. It, like, I heard some, and it was fading out and then going away. Not, like, fade out like you normally fade out the intro. Here we go. I heard, there was something. Yeah.
You still there?
Too high, very tinny. Yeah, I'm still here. I can hear you
still,
just fine.
Really, it's really tinny?
I'm not picking up any of the tunes.
My God, hold on a second. Let me try this. Hold on.
You try whatever you want to try.
I can't do that either. I don't know how to make this sound better.
You don't know how to make it sound at all. So what we need to do is you need to give me something, and I'll find it, and we'll play some for our folks. And
what's
then
that?
Let them talk about it. Yeah,
all right,
who is it?
Here. It's Husker Du, New Day Rising.
Husker Du.
Husker Du is actually it's a name that comes from a board game, a Finnish board game, I believe, or a Norwegian board game about memory.
And that's the full album, right?
Well, yeah.
It's, so the first song is New Day Rising.
Yeah, it's self-titled.
Yeah. Husker Du, yeah, they were very punky, but yet there's a certain vibe to them. I think my exposure to Husker Du was, I'm looking at the songs on this list, and I can't see which one is the one I remember.
Well, if you go to Warehouse Songs and Stories, go to These Important Years. Go to Husker Du.
Yep.
Warehouse Songs and Stories.
Warehouse. Oops. Warehouse full album. Songs.
Yeah, Warehouse Songs and Stories.
You like how I faded that out?
This was their last album. And you'll be able to tell the difference.
Well, yeah, this has more of was that their first album, the first one I played?
Close to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell it's raw. It's unsculptured. It's just rough edges. This you can hear has got some more. It's a little more polished guitar work.
Yeah, so this is a little bit more. The drummer's name was he just passed away recently, but The drummer's name was I forgot the drummer's name, but
the drummer.
Huh. Yeah, he was a drummer.
He's that great guy.
I think he wanted this kind of sound, and Bob Mould, the lead singer, wanted more of the punk sound. So when you bought their albums were always split. It was like half punk and half kind of poppy. You know, and this is
they figured out a way to make it work together.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
This one is She's a Woman, and Now He Is a Man.
Yeah, Grant Hart. Grant Hart was the drummer's name. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's good music. But Husker Du, what's the one that made him famous?
Husker Du? Oh, God, I don't know if it was one.
There's got to be a Charles, my boy, man. Who else joining us tonight?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You're going to make me pay attention?
We're trying to figure out how to transfer the music on to, like, so you guys can hear it and it sounds good. Excuse me. I can't figure it out. Phil does a better job than I do. You got to invest a couple hundred thousand in our sound system.
So I am not finding out. Everything Falls Apart.
What's that?
What's on Everything Falls Apart? Oh, we're gonna turn that down. Because some of their older stuff
Garage. This last one, Warehouse Songs and Stories, was a little bit more commercial.
Right. I'm just trying to find the one that that song that I remember from Husker Du, and I can't think of one.
Let me see.
Everything Falls Apart.
You know, when Pink Turns to Blue, the one about Lonely.
Blah, blah, blah.
It could be the one. Blah, blah, blah. Ice Cold Ice.
This might be the one, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I was into weird shit, too, back in college when, you know, time was fun to... When did Husker Du come out?
Well, they started in 79, but when I was in high school, I used to write...
84?
Huh?
Like 84 or so?
No, they came out in 79.
They
got popular like in 82, 83.
And this is the one that I'm thinking of. 1984, there's a full album called Zen Arcade.
Yeah.
And that's the one that I'm thinking. I'm sure at some point one of these is going to sound familiar, but Husker Du is one of those oblivious bands to me. It's like, I know I like them.
Yeah.
And I know I like something by them, but I just don't know what it is.
And they're kind of for me, they're a little bit more of a Tom Waits. Like, I have to take Tom Waits in small doses. Kind of the same way. I can listen to them for half hour or so, and I'll turn them off.
I could see where that would be the same with Husker Du.
Yeah.
Where there's a certain amount of whatever this is you can tolerate. And then your brain goes, all right, I had enough. That was awesome at the time, but I've had enough now. Thank you very much.
Right.
And then your brain just goes into shutdown mode.
Yeah.
And then you have to chew on a lollipop for a while. Alice in Chains. Yeah. What's funny about that, Elena, is as much as I love Alice in Chains, they're not on the list for tonight. Maybe I will do a show where Alice in Chains. No. Our whole show is each of us picks an album that we love, and we putz with that album for the chat time. But no, Alice in Chains. What's the one?
There's Bill.
A couple of really good Alice in Chains tunes. But yeah, we'll do that another time, and we'll get it. We'll get you going on. What's the matter?
Dead Boys. It's going to be similar to the Dead Boys. I've never heard of Dead Boys.
What am I looking up?
The Dead Boys.
The
Is there a Dead song? Hey, Go Sleep. Boys. Is there a song that...
Sonic producer, Ain't It Fun?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're talking about The Cult. Sonic, Sonic... Was it called Sonic? What was the name of The Cult? Sonic something.
The Cult. Sonic. I know which one Sonic Temple.
Yeah, Sonic Temple.
Sonic Temple had Sun King, Fire Woman.
Yeah.
Sweet Soul Sister.
Yeah.
Bunch of good stuff. So this is that Sonic Reducer by the Dead Boys, Loud and Snotty. So what am I looking up here? Just because we're being silly.
Sun King, Fire Woman, American Horse, Sweet Soul Sister. Wow.
Oh, what are we doing? What am I missing?
Fire Woman. You're saying that Switcheroo has something similar to the Dead Boys. Like, turn it up a little bit.
This is definitely punk.
Yeah.
This definitely got some punk ass going. When is this from? Hold on. I got something going on here. I gotta do something. I got too many things going on at once. Oh, there we go. Somehow the cult started without me.
Oh, yeah.
So when did this Sonic Reducer come out?
Bad Brain.
Yeah, it's got a little Bad Brain. Yeah, mid-70s. Okay, yeah.
Like Flag. When I started getting into punk music when I was, like, rebellious,
right.
I was, I couldn't stand it. It was, like, Black Flag and Booster Do and... who else was it?
This is 1977, yeah. So that's Loud and Snotty. Or Young Loud and Snotty, of course.
Interesting.
Sonic Reducer.
Interesting.
Dead Boys. Yeah. So I was looking up Alice in Chains because there is...
Our age? Bill, what are you 62 or 50? What, how old are you, 52? 62?
I'm 52-ish.
Bill's 52-ish. I'm 50-ish. 50
yeah,
and 52.
But I'm actually, in music years, I'm a little older because I had a big brother who was...
Yeah. Your older brother was 4 years older than you?
4 years older, but he was also like 4 years ahead of his time music-wise. So when it came down to the fact that, you know, I was probably what... I would have been 9 years old in 77.
Yeah.
11 years old in 79 when the punk started. I was listening to this stuff. I was into the Sex Pistols when they were still, you know, like.
But what? Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You came from it seems like adjusted family. Why were you into the Sex Pistols? Like, what would you get out of the Sex Pistols?
It was interesting. It was just interesting. Yeah. You're right. I came from
a family not adjusted.
You were ill-adjusted.
So that was my rebellious time, but I don't think you had any reason to be rebellious.
I didn't have a reason to be rebellious, except that, you know, that's what you're supposed to do at that age. But I did it young because, you know, 9 years old, I find out that not of my parents, and I'm like, holy crap, what the hell's that all about? And then, 11 years old, this cool music comes out, and I'm like, well, this is, you know, an expression of something crazy wild. I dig in this. And it just seemed to fit. And it wasn't like I was rebelling against something. It was like there was a hole in my heart somewhere, and this fun, crazy music filled that in a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I got you. I was just looking up. I remember the Pistols. Did they have? Let me go back.
I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna do Alice. I'm gonna write Alice in Chains down because I'm gonna do them next week.
No Sleep. Pistols only had one album. They had like one album, and then they had like a EP or something, a live album, didn't they?
They had
a couple of goofy other ones.
Yeah, they had some crap on a stick, and there was some live stuff that got recorded and put out. But
I keep forgetting about that.
They were dead before they were famous. Pretty much. You know,
I don't know how long they would have lasted out. Yeah. I mean,
out in the real world?
Yeah, I think they would have got eaten up and probably.
Yeah, never mind the Bullocks. That's exactly the correct one.
Yeah.
But no, so that's all I know. I had a thought. It just went away.
That was it?
That's the end of it. Yep. No, but the whole Alice in Chains thing, I'm going to do that next week, Wednesday, because there's a bunch of songs I love by Alice in Chains that I definitely want to talk about. So Wednesday night, get all your lessons plans done, Charles, and we'll talk about it Wednesday night. Maybe call in if you want. I'm there, baby.
Never mind Bullocks.
Never mind the Bullocks. So you're going to tell me something. I'm going to... Okay, I'm going to unmute. So I'm going to mute myself, but...
You're muting yourself?
Yeah, I got to go get ice. So tell me a story.
I'm feeling better. So I haven't died yet from this COVID shit. COVID pneumonia. So any of you guys out there that think COVID's not real, it is. Shit almost killed me. So I had, back in January, I went from a light cough to a raging cough to a temperature of 102 to pneumonia in 3 days. Very aggressive. Tested twice negative for COVID, but they put me in the COVID ward over where I live because they still think that I had COVID. And I think I had COVID too, based on my symptoms.
But they could never confirm that you actually had COVID. But
yeah, they couldn't confirm it. If you guys think that COVID is no bullshit, it is. And there's more than one variation of it. If you have the variation that I've got where it affects your lungs, everybody's going to be sorry. So don't take it for granted. But
I got my first shot on Friday.
I thought you said you had your second shot on Friday.
No, first shot Friday. The kids got they're going to get their second shot this coming week.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get out of work the day that they all went down to Ford Field. But it was quite enheartening to, because I went to the county. Macomb County has their thing going, and they're basically saying, you know, anybody who can get down here, get your ass down here, and you schedule it up or whatever. So I went ahead and had mine scheduled for like 3 weeks, and I went ahead and did it on Friday, which was awesome. But it was like a crap load of people there. And it was kind of enheartening to see and just go, all right, well, at least there's enough people who understand that this is serious and they should actually get their ass out there and do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a shot. Take a shot. Take a shot. And, you know, the first time I saw Alice in Chains or heard the name Alice in Chains, I thought it was a chick. Her last name was Chains, and she was Allison. Oh, come on. You had to hear it. You didn't even hear that. That was worthy of at least a chuckle.
A light chuckle.
Yeah. No, Eric's making a drink. That's why. Yeah, whatever. So, one other story. Susie and the Banshees. Yeah, Alice in Chains is a porn star, of course. Why wouldn't she be? That's too much. Susie Sue. Chris, were you talking about as in Susie and the Banshees? Because she's one of my favorite bands as well. Hey, Eric, did you see that? Kunal has joined us, if I could say that properly. Yeah. I did not notice that Kunal had joined us, and I really hope that Kunal sticks around because at some point we might actually be funny. But you know about Kunal, simply adorable, good friend of the show, owns a computer, has great taste in music and or podcasts. Thanks for stopping by, Kunal.
I'm back.
Yeah, thanks for going away. So you missed the whole thing about Alice in Chains.
No, I heard about it. Did you hear that? Well, no, hold on. Kunal, is male or female? I'm guessing male. Kunal? And where are you from?
We may or may not find out. Yeah.
May not find out. That's right. I'm not listening.
Do we find out where Chris is from? Or do we found out? We know where No Sleep Till is, right?
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for stopping by. We really appreciate you joining us on our little adventure of silliness into music that we just really enjoy talking about music. And this whole thing started because Eric and I were buddies forever and we enjoy music together and we've been going to different concerts and different this, that's, and the others. And there's a whole long story behind it, which we're not going to get into tonight. But, you know, then the COVID thing hit right after we started doing this podcast. It used to be upstairs at Eric's. I'd show up at his place. We'd drink until Sunday morning. We'd start Saturday night, drink till Sunday morning, and have a three-hour show and just be stupid and have a blast talking about music or whatever,
you know,
the
scary?
Hell came to our minds.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't want to figure out. God.
Oh, let that day go by.
Yeah, just yeah, be careful. Be all right. I think if they made cigarettes that weren't addictive, I think there'd be companies would make millions of dollars more.
Well, whatever. At least, anyways, you know, at this point they're killing it. So I was telling a story about the fact that, you know, we used to meet at your place, and we'd sit there and drink till high heaven and talk and have a great time and be silly and talk music, blah 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 blah. Well, then the COVID thing hit within like the first 2 months after we started doing our show. And the next thing you know, we're on this Podbean thing and doing a silly show talking about music. And yet there are so many people that do a way better show than we do. And quite frankly, we don't care. This is for
me. We don't care at all. Yeah.
If you want to join in and be a voyeur into the lives of two old farts who talk about music and just love tunes, you know, you're all welcome to join. There's a little button there, push call. You can join us.
Yeah.
It's not like we're not gonna, you know. And actually, you know what? I'm gonna add that to the disclaimer, Eric, so that we can remind people at the beginning, you're allowed to call in and just, you know, push the stupid button.
You know what?
You get a little microphone thing.
And, it's kind of like when So really quick, we got kind of directed towards Podbean. It's kind of It's how we hooked up on our podcast. But Nonsense Password kind of gave us kind of the direction a little bit. So. He's kind of our mentor in an odd way.
And he's not even on Podbean that much anymore anyway.
No, he's kind of moved on and he's doing – I think he's on Twitch, I think.
Probably. But, you know, this is the easiest thing for us because it works. And, you know, like I said, we're two old farts. No. We don't know any better.
And you know what?
I plug in my headphones and we talk to my buddy.
When Don was and DeLisi get together, we need to report on that. Because they're going to have good info.
We're definitely talking about
that. Yeah, yeah, maybe.
So
I don't know.
We
can do like
you who have just joined us.
Storm like
the last 2 hours.
We can storm the WDTE building in Detroit, like the Capitol building.
Yes. Right, right. No, we're not going to do that because that would involve energy and being near other people who may or may not be inoculated. But the bottom line is there is a NPR show in the greater Detroit area with this chickie, Ann DeLisi, who's been talking music since I fell in love with music. I think Ann DeLisi was 11 years old when she started her first radio program. It's something like that because she's been around forever and she's just brilliant. My brother's met her a couple times and I have no idea. I wouldn't know her if I walked past her unless she spoke.
Look at a picture. She's a very attractive blonde woman.
I just know the voice.
No, but so what we're getting at is that Ann DeLisi is kind of, if anybody knows Ann DeLisi, she knows about what's going on in Detroit.
She's Detroit music. Yeah. She is.
She's been around forever.
Encyclopedia of Detroit.
Exactly. Wealth of information. And she's teaming up with Don Was from Was Not Was, or the group Was Not Was, to put on a podcast on, was it Friday nights, right?
Friday nights are supposed to be doing
this. Don't Abbey kind of report on what they talk about.
We're definitely listening to that, yeah. We're going to talk about that shit for sure.
But both brilliant people, and I'm sure maybe not quite as interesting as us, but probably something to listen to. So
there's an entire planet of people more interesting than us. But I don't know why people have actually decided to listen to us tonight. And
no,
we really
like
appreciate
us. Like
it. Well, yeah, you know, the four people who aren't related
to us. I keep saying Alana, but Elena likes us, and Hobo.
Yeah, well, but I keep saying the four people who are not related to us who are listening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Elena and seven people are related to us.
Yeah.
Jeez whiz.
And who am I missing? Oh, Radio Prod.
Be online in 2 hours.
Cameron James.
Oh, right, because Nonsense goes late in the evening because he's like an hour
behind. He's too late for me. Dude, I go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Well, and you're an old fart, and that's all there is to it.
I have to. All right, we're getting out of here.
All right.
Check us out on Wednesday.
So before we go there, I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
Slipped up. No, spoke to Birth Mom.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were talking about the idea of doing a birth show.
Yeah.
One of the reasons was is because I had a couple of cocktails the other night, and Birth Mom and I were talking about a bunch of good stuff, and I'm like, God, I wish I could remember, because I was rattling out some really nice, good things for the book.
Yeah.
So she agreed. I'm going to go see her at some point in the next 7 days and get her hooked up on the Podbean of sorts, and then we're going to do a birth show, and she really has a bunch of questions. She wants to talk to you, too.
Oh, good, good.
And we can work out a bunch of things, because as everybody may or may not know, both Eric and I were both adopted. And had great lives because of it.
Yes.
What happened. So,
yes. I know, I told you I bought Ancestry.com, and I'm going to compare notes. But I flipped over from being Polish to being Ukrainian. They flipped over the property lines there. So I got to do Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
So
you sent that in?
Not yet. Probably tomorrow or the next day. So I want to make sure I got good clean spit.
All right.
Here we go. You'll have to.
So we're gonna do that show in the next week.
Format tomorrow. All right. Well, Lana's telling you what you gotta get done, or Lena.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna go in there and mess with her. I'm gonna go in.
All right. Adios, amigos. Talk to you on Wednesday.
Oh, whoever's running the pod being live.
Show me.
What happened? I don't know. Chris had a great comment that, like, I just couldn't. Whatever. We'll deal with it again. Come see us Wednesday night, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
We're going to rock this out. I'm done with you. I'm through.
Thanks for showing up there, No Sleep Till. Hey, did you listen to Prophets of Rage? I heard that Rage Against the Machine canceled their show again. They're not touring until 2022. They were supposed to tour in 2021, and Prophets of Rage canceled their shows because Rage was going back on tour. Now Rage canceled their shows. So, No Sleep Till, or I'm sorry, Prophets of Rage.
Eat my shorts.
Shorts. That is, is that Pretty in Pink? No. No, wait. Oh, that's Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. Anyways, all right, I gotta get rid of you.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no. It ain't over now.
Forget it. He's rolling.
Let him go. He's rolling.
Get out of here. Love you, brother. Talk to you soon.
Love you too. Talk to you on
another show soon.